Our number is 800-222-5222. It's Midday Live. Dr. Umi Cathwood. Let's talk to Tristan Harris. Tristan is, let me read about you, Tristan, really quick. Former product manager of Google, who's gone viral, talking about the way big platforms, and you know them all, the names, Twitter, Instagram, et cetera, suck us into their products. Tristan, thank you and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Drew.
Your, let's see, is the book called Time Well Spent? Is that a book or is that your nonprofit?
It's a nonprofit movement, yeah. So, yeah.
I love the idea of time well spent because I cannot tell you how many times a day I think to myself, this is bad for my soul and I want my time back. Both things. I want the time and I want my soul to be enhanced and not diminished, which it is by social media. So talk to me about your nonprofit, not-for-profit, and your theory.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so I used to be a design ethicist at Google where I was studying essentially how do you ethically manipulate or steer what 2 billion people will think every day? Because, you know, whether you're Apple, Google, or Facebook, you're going to bump your elbow into what people are doing. You're going to cause a set of consequences about what people think and do from the moment they wake up in the morning and check their phone to the 150 times a day that they check in while they're waiting in line or on the toilet. And so we have to ask ourselves, how do you ethically steer culture and society and people's thoughts and values, and particularly how it affects, you know, children and I think also democracy are really important. So I started a nonprofit movement to try and create a voice that stands for what's best for people instead of just what's best for advertising.
Well, let's wade into those waters a little bit, if you don't mind, because you sort of mentioned a philosophical topic. There's a hard topic there, which is Is it okay for them to prioritize, I guess, ad revenue over people's time, right? That's the basic question. But within there is, what is it doing to us? What is it doing to our souls? What is it doing to the process of democracy? Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, most people don't realize that these companies have one fundamental interest, or the attention companies. So Google, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter, you know, they have an intention to benefit the world, but their business model is, how do I get attention? And when it's really competitive and everyone's getting a lot of attention, then it becomes this race to the bottom to figure out, how can I exploit people's minds' weaknesses to get their attention? So if you're YouTube, you add autoplay to videos, and that gets 5% people watching more videos, right? So that if you do that, then everybody else gets less attention because that ate into someone else's attention market share. And so all these companies start adding on these different features, more notifications, more social obligations, and it ends up in this world where it's just eating our souls and not actually benefiting us at all. It's just about capturing attention. And so we have to change this model because it's not sustainable.
Well, now let's sort of back off from that a second. The companies aren't going to change their ways because ultimately companies sort of they care, but when the rubber hits the road, they don't care. They care their fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders. That's what they're supposed to care about, and that means optimizing their business model. And you're saying the business model is capturing eyes so they can generate ad revenues, right? That's about or control. Well, it's probably even a little broader than capture attention. They do explicitly want to control what people do when they get to their platform, don't they?
Exactly. And the way that they try to control what you do when you get to the platform is to basically hook you into spending not just as much time as possible, but to doing things that will force you to come back tomorrow. I mean, Facebook has 2 billion people actively using their platform. That's more than the number of followers of Christianity. I mean, these platforms have arguably more influence over people's daily thoughts than any government. And there's no accountability system, so that whatever they do, they're only beholden to what gets more attention and more advertising dollars, not what's best for people.
Tristan, we should be grateful that they aren't doing something worse with all that power.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we should be grateful that there's really good intentioned people at these companies who want to do the right thing. But the problem is that when you strap on, it's not just that, you know, they're building these neutral products. I mean, they've also strapped on this, you see these artificial intelligent doomsday scenarios with the robots taking over the earth. What people miss is that there's already an artificial intelligence that's controlling what 2 billion people think every day. And it's called the Facebook newsfeed. And it's been given a goal. And it's been given a goal to basically say, what can I show this mind that will keep them clicking and staying? And it's very, very good. You know, like when you point the AI at a chessboard and it beats the chess player, it doesn't unbeat human chess players. It's just now it's better than human chess players. and we point the AI at the Go board, the Go board game, and it beat Go players. And now we pointed the AI at the human mind, and we said, go, figure out what's going to keep this person clicking and scrolling. So we can't just say we're going to get better at managing our relationship to technology. We actually need to change the thing that it's optimizing for. We need to change the goals of the thing so it's not just trying to capture our attention, but to have our best interests at heart.